Think of it like a really big knot, you know, like a monstrous knot. You ever tried to pick, like, all the ladies out there who wear necklaces a lot will understand this. When you get like this really horrible knot in a necklace, and you're sitting there and you've got it, and you think you've got that one piece that's gonna make it all better, and it like locks up the entire thing, and then you're just like, oh my God, and you have to put it down and walk away. That's basically how our year is starting out. We're all working on the knot that is the chaos that we've been in. You have to step away and pull yourself away from that source of frustration in order to really get some perspective on your life and like what is impacting you day to day.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys tuning in. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. We are in starting almost our
second week.
Yes, yeah, second week of 2021, but I believe it is our, well, going on fifth year of the podcast.
That's crazy.
We're getting close to our fifth birthday for the podcast. So
that's bonkers.
You guys have quite the catalog to catch up on if you are just joining us this week for the first time. So go back and check those out. And while you're at it, leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts or the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. So also one thing we always ask you to do is share the podcast with
a friend. Sharing is caring.
Yes, thank you. All right, so training recaps. Well, actually, let's give you a little teaser. We're going to give you a little teaser about what we're going to talk about today. Keeping it pretty topical. You know, obviously, Shannon already mentioned, we're only 2 weeks into 2000.
Not even 2 weeks. Going into our second week.
Yeah, not even 2 weeks in. And I think everybody thought that had some high expectations for 2021. And those expectations were probably brought down to earth. Already, so
smashed to smithereens.
So we want to give some tips on how we can manage those expectations and not lose all faith in the potential that whole is definitely possible for this year.
Yeah, we're basically, this episode is here to help you save your mindset and your perspective moving into this year.
Right.
For your health.
Little toolbox for how you can do that.
Exactly.
All right. So before we get into that, we're going to get into the training recap. And you want to go first?
Sure.
Let's do it.
So I actually had a pretty good week in terms of my workouts. I did a HIIT workout. I did a yoga workout. I did 2 spin workouts. And I also did some heavy duty decorating and cleaning of the house, which if you have done that, you know, it is hard. It's a lot. You definitely break a sweat. You definitely use some muscles and throw a 3-year-old in there. And it's like, you know, it's a workout. So that was my workouts for the week. And honestly, I feel pretty good after that. I feel like I got a little bit closer to my consistency goals.
So you got some Pelotons in this week, right?
Yeah, I did 2.
No, that's right. Who were you training with?
I did one with Jess King.
Right.
Because I love Jess King. She makes me happy and just everywhere. She's fantastic. It's like a therapy session.
Right.
Really. And then I did one. Who else? The one that I always, or that I like, Kendall.
Right.
I did a Kendall. I did another one of hers. Those were good ones. And then the strength workout, like the HIIT workout that I did.
Right.
I think his name is like Matt, I think it's like DiGiacomo.
Oh, yeah.
Is his name. I mean, it's like a really intense last name. Like, I stared at that name for at least 5 minutes and I couldn't figure out how to say it. And then he introduced himself and I was like, oh, he's the best core workouts.
Wow.
And he's a big plank fan. But he has you work your entire body, but he switches like the what you're working on and flips like sides and so that you don't feel like depleted, mm-hmm. you know? And so like I did like a 30-minute workout with him, and it was like just when I was starting to feel like, okay, I'm getting annoyed, like this muscle group is getting like really, it's done. He would switch it up and on to the next, and then I'd be back doing that other muscle group again, and I feel good again. So ooh. I really like him. I definitely recommend him.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had a client actually told me who it was a lot of coercing and constant reminding of when she signed up with me, which was maybe 6 months ago, if not longer. She said she had a Peloton. But then she never used it.
Oh, I remember. I remember that.
You know, it was constantly me kind of texting her and say, hey, did you get on the Peloton yet? No. And she's like, you know, not even plugged it in. And then she moved and all this stuff happened. And finally she comes in. This is the first week she came in and actually said, you know, I've been using it every day. So.
Wow. That's exciting.
We got another Peloton fan. And,
Maddie Majacomo.
Wow, that's elaborate. And her favorite instructor is Cody Leesby.
I love Cody.
So that is actually the person I recommended to her.
There's actually a hashtag straight men who love Cody or something like that. Like there's a group of Peloton users that just love him. I mean,
he's a good instructor.
My friend talked about him.
They probably don't put any bad instructors on there, so. They probably have a pretty high.
You know who I took? And it wasn't Kendall, it was Robin.
Right.
Robin or Zone.
Oh, yeah, because the one that was pregnant, right?
She's got to be like 7 months pregnant. And that lady is still rocking those rides. And she's really impressive.
Nice. I think I got a Peloton in.
You definitely did one, at least one, if not two. Because
I think I did a Sunday ride last week.
Yeah.
But that we, yeah. But, yep, kettlebell this week and a sandbag workout in this week. So, some good stuff, and everything's been feeling good. Got my stretching and massage gun session in this week, so that was definitely helpful.
Did you use your massage gun?
I did. I used it a little bit during the week. Like I said, definitely going to need your assistance on that because my problem area is
those hard-to-reach areas.
The problem area is the upper back, and that is hard to get by yourself, so... Definitely going to use that, but from the little I did use it, I was very happy with it. So, good week for training, and hopefully we can keep that up. I'm doing a lot of work on this new program. Hopefully that's going to be coming out by the time you guys hear this next week on the Tampa Strength app, the Ultimate Stick Mobility Training Program. Sorry, the Ultimate Golf Fitness Stick Training Program. So, it's going to be... It's definitely helps golfers improve their golf game, but can help everybody. So it's not just exclusive, even though it has the golf fitness in the title. So definitely I'll give you guys more information when that goes live. So on to the main topic of discussion, our toolbox for managing, expectations or disappointments in the new year.
Yeah, and I think that we mentioned this before, but there was a lot attached to 2021. Just, right. I mean, getting to the end of 2020, we said it, like, the biggest accomplishment was getting to the end of 2020. Mm-hmm. Like, you made it. You made it through the year. But I think there was this hope that... there was going to be improvements like out of the gate because it was a new year.
Right.
And because in a lot of ways, you know, the vaccine for COVID started to roll out at the end of 2020. We had a new president elected, which decimated some people's year and made other people's year. You know, completely mixed emotions, but there was a sense that there was a change or something different coming in 2021. And I think a lot of people, you know, making it through the holidays and everything, you just come out and you're kind of optimistic, I think, heading into any new year.
Right. Of course.
But this week, while there may have been great successes for some, I think there were also some very shattered expectations in just where we feel we're going, or like that the unforeseeable things can keep happening. Like we're not beyond that realm of like, did that just happen? Or are we really living this? Like this happened in our lifetime. And I don't know about you, but I had what I wish I could say was the first day, but it's not. This was a norm that was established last year, where I had people reaching out to me to say, how are you feeling? Like, how are you doing after X, Y, and Z? Or how are you coping with things? Like, that was a question I got a lot last week.
Right.
And without me saying anything, and I think mostly because people were just asking their friends and family how they're doing.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's like just getting the conversation started too, because they probably want to talk about it too.
Yeah.
You know, because that's, as I said, it's just the situation that arose and just elicited a lot of different feelings and reactions, and it's just multi-layered. But, you know, it's when you have something that as stressful as that, and we kind of talked it during election time, you know, with the anxiety wrapped up in the election and that process, that several days of counting votes and whatnot, but there's a lot of anxiety associated with that too. So, I mean, what would you, I know we talked about like, you know, people having expectations going into the new year or starting the new year, and then like situations that have arose that may have brought us back down to earth or maybe below sea level. But what do you think is some ways to kind of still start moving forward with hopefully at least a bit of optimism?
Yeah, I think that it comes back to getting yourself out of the mind space that is the mainstream media. And it's understanding that, yes, there's a lot of things happening in the world. They do impact you, but you're not living in the media.
Right.
And even though the news are going to make these things, these, you know, these pain points in our society and these problems and things, I mean, between politics and COVID this past week, everything just felt like a disappointment. You know, like all the headlines were like, this isn't going as planned. This isn't going as planned. This isn't going like, this is the first time this has ever happened kind of thing.
Right.
And it's hard to start out a new year when you're feeling optimistic and feel like you've just had the floor pulled out from underneath you. So in these times, we can probably expect that things aren't going to magically get better overnight, that things have to gradually work themselves out. Like, think of it like a really big knot, you know, like a monstrous knot. You ever tried to pick, like, all the ladies out there who wear necklaces a lot will understand this. When you get like this really horrible knot in a necklace, and you're sitting there and you've got it and you think you know, you think you've got that one piece that's going to make it all better, and it like locks up the entire thing, and then you're just like, oh my God, and you have to put it down and walk away. That's basically how our year is starting out. We're all working on the knot that is the chaos that we've been in. You have to step away and pull yourself away from that source of frustration in order to really get some perspective on your life and like what is impacting you day to day. If you are lucky enough not to be in the front lines of some of these situations that are happening, removing yourself from the coverage and the sensationalism that some people make of them, and just not even just the sensationalism, but just the constant coverage and the constant barrage of the same messages and the same intensity. It feels like you're living the moment over and over and over again.
There's a, this is especially depending on the demographic or people who listen, but there's a movie called Clockwork Orange. Kind of like a, it's a pretty scary movie. It's very kind of like, very of a mental thriller kind of thing. Stanley Kubrick, who was a really kind of, did The Shining and some other really Full Metal Jacket. Some just real
really
cerebral.
Really balanced, dude.
Yeah, cerebral movies that tend to be a little bit kind
of. Unsettling.
Yeah, exactly. Good description. And there's a part in that movie where they're like trying to, they capture this guy and they're trying to condition him. And they're just showing them just like excerpts of just war and stuff like that, and just like barraging his brain with it while they like hold his eyes open while he does it, and just like you can. It's, I feel like, obviously not to that certain extent, but I feel like that's what people are subjecting themselves to with
it
this.
It is,
you know.
It is exactly. I mean, they do that because it puts your body in a constant state of fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
And it makes you very reactive.
Yeah.
Like, just because that's the way we're wired.
No, I agree.
So you're watching this and you have this entire portion of your body that's taken over, that is purely based on instinctual reaction, emotional response. And that's then how you are living your life,
yeah.
Which means you are 10 times more like, probably likely to overreact to a situation, to a stimuli, because, you know, you're in that reactive state and you're living in a constant mode of stress because you're reliving that moment ongoing. I have family members that watch the news constantly, and I have a lot of people that I know who say, like, you know, well, I have to watch the news in the morning. Like, that's what I do. It's just part of my routine. Or, you know, I spend so much time on social media, and I know I always watch that. I always look at that stuff. But that is essentially what you described. It's like someone's holding your eyes open and blasting you with these, the worst images and situations and things, and you have to step away for a moment and say, why am I doing this to myself? When really the best thing that you can do for yourself, like if you want to take, you know, action attached to improving a situation, you know, if you're getting frustrated because something's not working the way you want, you know, follow the proper channels, look into how you can help, and take action in those, you know, established ways. Like, don't be a contributor to spreading more of this chaos to other people. Step back from it.
Yeah.
And understand, like I said, this is, you don't need to give up hope on the year. Because I feel like there's a lot of people who are throwing up their hands and they're like, oh my gosh, like, it's the first week. Is this really, how can the year get better?
Yeah.
like I said, it's that knot in a chain that we're working on trying to pull apart. You cannot throw it down and say, I'm never going to wear it again. Like, you can't. But it would help to simply walk away, because a lot of times you go back and work on it. Maybe you bring some extra tools. You get that sucker untangled. Yeah. So it's a situation of understanding that it's not about giving up on the year, and there's going to be a lot more of these situations coming. You don't need to walk away forever. You don't need to stay in the stress. What you really could do is just to take a breath and take a moment and ground back down into where you are.
Yep.
In your life. And I think a lot of us who are fortunate enough to have, you know, a safe place to live, to have people we care about within, you know, contact of us, those are really extraordinary things. And this past week I saw, I don't know about you, but I saw a lot of people sharing advice on how to handle these situations that we just don't have answers to. Like, we don't understand, like, how did this happen? Why did this happen? You know, what's happening next? When you literally don't have the answers, how do you process that?
Yeah.
And that information is worth looking into. There's some great resources out there, especially from teachers, in helping families talk about this. So that it's not something you ignore. It's not something that you say, well, it's just, you know, this group of people are bad and this group of people are bad. Right. And just throwing your hands up in frustration and, you know, giving up on it all. But rather to open the lines of communication.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, I was happy to see a lot of people asking questions about it this week. I mean, you are a personal trainer. You're kind of like the healthy version of a bartender.
Yep.
People just talk to you. So, like, what kind of things did you get in here and see from it all?
No, it's like it was almost like every person was like, oh, quite the week we've been having, right? Kind of like one of those. Like,
yeah.
Just trying to get into it as kind of, I guess, neutral as possible.
Diplomatically,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, it's kind of the elephant in the room, but you can tell, like, people want to talk about it. And, you know, I just come to the point of where, you know, from the stance of, you know, just how I was feeling and not being, like you said, not trying not to pass judgment, just expressing about how it made me feel.
Right.
But then also trying to wrap it also in what I'm going to do about it.
Right.
Which is not act out or anything. Like I said, I'm going to, like you, the things you already mentioned, I'm going to focus on what I can do. You know,
what
focus
you can do and control.
Yes, exactly. What I can control. Don't let something that, like, somebody or some event take up my mind space and basically prevent me from doing things that actually bring me pleasure.
Right.
Working out, spending time with you, spending time with Ella. I mean, being present at things like when I'm spending time with you guys. You know, because if I'm still thinking about those things, and even though I'm with you, it doesn't matter. Just because I'm physically there, if we're not present, you're not using that time.
Right.
You know, that time that you're still preoccupied with something else, even though you're with others that you love. So, doing that thing, like I said, working out is great. Walking, you know, just going for a walk, and then, you know, I know these are kind of like basic things. I think people want a silver bullet or some sort of magic recipe, but it's the simple things that are gonna solve it.
Yeah.
You know, just like you said, staying away from just being inundated by it. I mean, the big culmination of the things that happened this past week is I read an article, and just like, I read one article and I was like, okay, I just gotta let it go. You know, I just gotta let it go. It happened. me worrying about it over and over again or for hours is not going to change the situation. That's another thing I think people need to realize is that dwelling on it is not going to improve the situation.
No.
The situation already happened, and hopefully it gets somehow managed or resolved or something positive comes out of it. But you dwelling on the event, that past event, is not going to make it any better.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, it's tough to see people so enraged about something or just like, you know, give up hope in what's possible because there's been such disappointments. I mean, we're not just talking about what happened from a, you know, a political event this week. It's also about, you know, the fact that pretty much everywhere is feeling like the entire vaccination efforts for COVID has been failing. Right. And like everybody's starting to kind of have a bleak outlook on that entire process, which is really discouraging considering we ended last year on a positive note that there's a freaking vaccine.
Yeah, exactly.
And like there's still things that we have to be thinking about, like there's positive things that are still happening. If we're not taking in the positive things with those negative things, we're only going to see the negative.
Right. Exactly.
Which is why becoming kind of insulating yourself from those really negative vibes, if you will, is going to help you because we're still at the beginning of 2021.
Yeah. There's so much and potential.
That is the thing to think of. Right. You know, it's the same thing in a way, like when you start off the year and you're like, I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to, you know, do this. I'm going to eat great. I'm going to do blah, 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 blah. And then you get sick. And then you don't work out for 3 weeks.
Right.
And then you've realized that, oh my God, I've also been eating like crap. And then you just want to abandon it all because it's like, well, why even bother? See every day as a new start.
Yep.
Don't see the success in terms of like your production towards a goal. Think of success as simply still going after the goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the success that you're going for, is it's not reaching the end point. That's not the ultimate measurement of success. It shouldn't be your ultimate measurement, the very end outcome. It needs to be you holding true every day you possibly can to that goal and that hope.
Yeah.
That's the success. That's when you can say, you know, I did everything that I could to reach this goal. That is fulfilling.
Right.
Maybe, you know, there's 1,000 reasons you might not actually reach a goal, but pursuing it, that is success.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's, I think for the year and where we stand, it's all about perspective. And you have to step away from the just constant negativity in order to realize, yes, there's still going to be this in 2021, folks. This is not just magically going to disappear.
Right.
We're still in the midst of a pandemic. We are still going through a very bitter and controversial presidential transition. And the world is still in crisis in many other ways. You know, it's nothing has changed, and yet every day is full of the same amount of potential.
Yeah.
So I think we wanted to get on today and just sort of give you those reminders, give you those basic tools of like, turn the TV off, leave your phone inside. If you want to be connected, then put on some like really relaxing music that you know is just going to keep you mellow. I mean, music is, I heard somewhere recently, music is nature's painkiller.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. Like they I mean, there's actually science behind it. I thought
that was marijuana.
No.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Nature's painkiller. That's a different.
Wait a second. Anyways, go.
But if you think about that, I mean, just listen to some quiet music. Amidst the chaos that was last week, the same day that went down, I went outside, like out into the garden, and I watered the plants, and I tended to something so basic, something so simple, and, you know, just, this isn't rocket science. This is one of the most simple things you can do, is to encourage growth and to help growth. You can't control, and sometimes you can't even influence those bigger decisions and things happening in the world, but you can influence growth, mm-hmm. even if it's the smallest seed. I went out into the garden, and as I was watering, I saw our first little head of broccoli peeking out of its broccoli plant. And it made me so happy because I realized of all of the things that I can't control, that one little thing was something I could and was something I helped bring about. And it was a grounding moment that brought me back to earth and said, there's still hope.
Right.
You know, this is growth. This is something I can do.
Potential.
Exactly.
Yeah. Living example of potential.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, that is some good advice. And we hopefully you guys can use some of those tips to kind of get back in, get refocused on anticipating how great this year can be, and don't disregard what you think it might have, any disappointment you might have had so far, because potential is still there for 2021. So, you know, speaking of expectations, high expectations, one thing that's always got me very excited is the What's Got Us Pumped section of the podcast. And we're going to go into that segment right now. So, I'll tell you what's got me pumped.
What's got you pumped?
The fact that I am going to the doctor and dentist.
Wow. Right, it really has been a rough week for you.
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm probably weird, but I look forward to especially going to the doctor to get my blood work done to see kind of what kind of any nutrients I'm deficient in, or kind of look at like fasting glucose and cholesterol. That's a big thing for me. I'm always interested in seeing that. So I'm going to go get my blood taken next week to get all that information done and get all that that info back to me and talk to my doctor. And then the week after that, I have almost 3 hours planned at the dentist. Woo. So that's fun. All kind of maintenance stuff. So nothing, no big surgeries or anything like that. Cleaning and then some minor filling of fillings. So I know it's not glamorous, but you know, I think it is important to make sure you have regular dental appointments and definitely have regular doctor's appointments. So it's got me pumped. What's got you pumped?
Well, I know we just talked about how you should disconnect from social media and media, but this week, the thing that's got me pumped is a combination of disconnecting, but it is essentially happening online at the same time. Is that not confusing or what? It is the challenge that is going on called 1,000 Hours Outside. So if you haven't yet heard of this, don't worry, you're not living under a rock completely. But you may not have children in your life, because this is something that is starting. It's like a little mini movement now that really, I feel like this year has gotten a lot of lift. There is actually a website, 1000hoursoutside.com, that talks about the challenge and basically provides some pointers for people to jump on board. So what it is the entire purpose of 1,000 Hours Outside is an attempt to match nature time with screen time, because apparently the average kid consumes 1,200 hours, 1,200 hours a year on average of screen time.
Wow.
So why can't we match that with time outside? Because if anything, in the past year, virtual learning probably having exponentially increased the amount of screen time that kids have to deal with now, time outside is all that much more important. And particularly given what we talked about today, I feel like this is highly relevant and really needs to transcend beyond just kids.
Mm-hmm.
It started as a challenge for families to get their kids outside 3 to 4 hours a day, because most, I guess, are really looking at about 3 to 4 hours a week of outside time, which is, when you actually put it in that sort of contrast, is super heartbreaking. And you see, oh my gosh, the amount of time spent on a screen surpasses what we actually spend just outdoors. That seems, and for children especially, I think that's it may be really shocking. And there's been so much proof that kids benefit from being outside and fresh air and sunlight, all of those things, but also just playing simply away from electronics and screens. It's an important thing. So this 1,000 Hours Outside is a movement that I've started seeing build up some steam. You can go on to Instagram and you can see people taking this pledge. I think there's a lot more people that are starting, they're optimistic and they're saying, what better time than right now to get away from screens? Because, especially in light of what's already happened this year, what good is it really going to do to keep them in front of screens? We should all just go outside.
Right.
And I just really was, I was feeling that. I'm not actually going to sit and tally and put measurement behind the time that we spend outside, but I think pushing the idea to spend as much outside as you can is great.
Yeah.
We're really lucky here where we live, because we can probably get our hours a lot easier than many people can.
Yep.
But I just, that was so inspiring to see, especially in light of everything. Maybe it's because of it, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe it'll force more people away from screens and outside and rediscovering nature, and maybe
eating outside is one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Eating breakfast.
Oh, that's outside. True. That's true. Yeah, that's so good. It's all awesome. Right. Another good episode. It's important to talk about these topics, especially when they come up, in
society. Don't let them fester. Yeah. Don't be the,
like you said, you gotta be present bomb. And dwelling on things that happened in the past will not allow you to do that. So move forward, onward and upward.
There's still hope and potential for this year.
More great things to come in 2021. More great things to come on this podcast also.
Very true.
So if you want to hear something specific, or you want us to tackle, you want us to tackle something specific, give us a rating review and let us know in that review what you want us to jump on. Okay?
I can say that I think we have a taste test in the near future coming our way.
I dig it.
So, you know, and possibly some live reviews.
Yes, and I'm trying to get an interview scheduled with some of our former guests and some of our best friends.
Sounds great.
Yep. All right, you got anything else for them tonight?
No.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check in next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.